Hitler served honorably during the war. He was promoted to corporal and received the Iron Cross. As countless others have observed, World War I gave birth to all the horrors of the 20th century. A host of banshees were let loose upon the Western world, shattering old dogmas of religion, democracy, capitalism, monarchy, and mankind's role in the world. The war fueled widespread hatred, suspicion, and paranoia toward elites and established institutions. For belligerents on both sides, economic planning lent political and intellectual credibility to state-directed war socialism. And of course, it led to the enthronement of revolutionaries throughout Europe, Lenin in Russia, Mussolini in Italy, and Hitler in Germany. Not surprisingly, Hitler's experience during the war was very similar to Mussolini's. Hitler witnessed men of high and low station fighting side by side in the trenches. These men experienced their corruption and duplicity, real and perceived, of their own government. Hitler's hatred of communists was also given new heat and strength during the war, thanks largely to anti-war agitation on the home front. German civilians starved along with the troops. They made bread with sawdust and turned pets into meals. Cats were called roof rabbits. German Reds fed off this suffering, organizing strikes against the government and demanding peace with the Soviets and the establishment of German socialism. Hitler, who, as it would turn out, had no problem with German socialism, saw communist anti-war mobilization as treason twice over. It not only betrayed the troops at the front, but was done at the behest of a foreign power. Infuriated by the fifth columnists, he railed, "What was the army fighting for if the homeland itself no longer wanted victory? For whom the immense sacrifices and privations? The soldiers expected to fight for victory, and the homeland goes on strike against it?" When the Germans surrendered, Hitler and countless other soldiers famously protested that they had been stabbed in the back by a corrupt democratic government, the November criminals, that no longer represented the authentic needs or aspirations of the German nation. Hitler was recovering in a hospital, stricken with temporary blindness, when news of the armistice was announced. For him, it was a transformative event, a moment of religious vision and divine calling. "During those nights, my hatred increased. Hatred for those responsible for this dastardly crime," he wrote. The perpetrators, in his mind, were a diverse coalition of capitalists, communists, and cowards, all of whom were fronts for a Jewish menace. Hitler's hatred for communism was not, as communists themselves have claimed, grounded in a rejection of socialist policies or notions of egalitarianism, progress, or social solidarity.